I can remember one time when I was a little boy, I was at my parish outside the gym. I think one of my siblings were having a volleyball game or something like that. And I was outside playing with a volleyball. And as I was practicing with it, the ball managed to get away from me. And I know that's a shocking thing because I'm such a great athlete. But it's true. And it went out into the street. And without really giving it much thought, I ran into the street after it. And as I was trying to pick up the ball, I heard the horrific sound of screeching brakes. And as I looked, there was a huge camper rushing towards me. What was I doing in the street? I mean, didn't my parents warn me not to play in the street? Didn't they tell me to look both ways before crossing? Didn't they say not to run out into the street? Of course, my parents have given me all of these warnings. And yet, I disregarded them and chased after the ball anyway. It wasn't arbitrary warnings that my parents were giving me. They were telling me something that was truly in my best interest, something to keep me safe, something to prevent me from getting hurt. And yet, when I disregarded them, I put myself in significant danger. When the Lord gives us instructions, when He warns us about things like sin, it's not arbitrary, but rather it's for our own sake. It's for our own benefit. God wants for us what's truly best for us. He wants us to be with Him forever in heaven. And He wants that so badly that God the Son came down from heaven, took on human nature, gave up His life on the cross, made a gift of Himself to God the Father that was so pleasing it made up for all of the sins of all of humanity for all time, so that He could offer us the grace of forgiveness and reconciliation with God. But we have to accept that grace. We have to cooperate with that grace. We have to choose to follow Christ if we want to be with Him forever in heaven. Jesus gives us a warning in the second part of our gospel passage together today, a warning about sin. He says, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. And then He goes on to mention a foot. And then He says to pluck out your eye if it causes you to sin. Jesus is using hyperbole. He's exaggerating, He's overstating to make a point. The point being that we need to take sin seriously. Sin separates us from God. It's a movement away from God. And if we want to go to heaven, then we have to stay close to the Lord. And should we go astray, God in His mercy has given us the sacrament of reconciliation, to have the grace of Christ on the cross reapplied to us so that we can be in good relationship with the Lord yet again. But how is it that we know that Jesus was just exaggerating, that He was speaking in hyperbole, that He didn't really mean that we should literally cut off our hands or feet or pluck out our eyes? Well, if we look at the history of the church, there haven't been any Christians, any saints who have done that. And so they didn't interpret it that way, and so we shouldn't either. But we should interpret it as Jesus making a very strong point that we need to take sin seriously and take efforts, even drastic ones, in order to avoid sin. Notice Jesus' reasoning for all of this. He says, it's better for you to enter into life crippled than with 2 feet to be thrown into Gehenna. He's saying it's better for us to be without these things that lead us to sin than to end up in Gehenna. But what is Gehenna? What is he talking about? Gehenna is the name of a valley near Jerusalem that in the time of Jesus Christ was used as a trash dump. There were constantly fires there and carcasses of dead animals there, and it was a disgusting, gross place that you wouldn't want to be unless you absolutely had to be there. But Jesus isn't talking about that particular valley, that particular location near Jerusalem. He's talking about an eternal Gehenna. Notice how he says, the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. He's talking about something that's everlasting. Something that doesn't end, the torment, the suffering of being in such a place forever. What Jesus is talking about is hell. He wants us to be spared from ending up in hell. And so he gives us instructions. He exhorts us to accept his grace, to accept the commandments, to follow them. They're not arbitrary. They're to keep us safe. They're to guide us to the Lord. They're to help us reach that destination of heaven. And so it's important for us to take it seriously, to heed Jesus' call in our gospel passage. What exactly does he mean then, if not literally cutting off limbs? Well, to cut out things in our lives that could be as painful as cutting off limbs. St. John Chrysostom, when he talks about this particular passage, he says that if it happens to be a friend, for example, who's causing you repeatedly to sin, who's dragging you away from God, then cut that friend off. Separate yourself from that person. And as painful as that is, even if that feels like having a limb cut off, it's better to do that than to end up in hell. For other people, it may be other things. It may be material possessions. We heard from St. James how the rich have this tendency to be self-reliant and greedy, and they're not following the Lord. And so if their wealth causes them to sin, they should cut it off. They shouldn't cling to it and make an idol out of it, make a false god out of it. They need to separate themselves from that which leads them away from God, from that which leads them away from heaven. For other people, it may be electronic devices, video games, computers, cell phones. If you can use a filter or something to prevent whatever it is on those devices that cause you to sin, great. But if it persists, then maybe you need to elevate your efforts to avoid sin. Maybe you would need to take drastic measures. In the movie Fireproof, the husband was struggling with viewing impure images, and so his solution was to throw away his computer. That's quite drastic. But it's following what our gospel passage tells us, that if something causes you to sin, cut it out. This is with regards especially to serious sin, not small venial sins like white lies, but serious sins that could cause us to lose heaven, that we need to take it seriously, that we need to cut those things out of our lives. Sometimes we rationalize our behavior, we rationalize our sins, and we think, well, I can just go to confession tomorrow, so it's okay for me to do this now. That too is a sin. It's called the sin of presumption. You may not have a tomorrow. We don't know when our end is coming. So we need to take measures to separate ourselves from sin, to cut those aspects of our life out that lead us to serious sin. Because we want to be with God forever in heaven. Heaven is about being united with God. And we might wonder, well, what is that union with God like? Well, if we can think of those times in our lives where we felt the most loved, or we had the greatest joy, or we've seen the greatest beauty in our lives, or we've experienced something tremendously awesome and good, all of those experiences are just slight little glimpses of what heaven is like. Because God is truth, goodness, beauty, joy, love. And so being in heaven is being united with God, with those aspects of God, with those attributes of God, being united with him forever and experiencing those things forever. And the primary pain and suffering of hell is not a fire or an undying worm, but rather being separated from God for all eternity and knowing that it would never change. Being separated from truth, goodness, beauty, joy, love, etc. forever. And God doesn't want that for us, which is why he gives us a warning. Because we have free will. We can choose what we want to do. We can choose whether or not we want to be with God forever in heaven. And that really is the whole point of life here on earth, to answer that one question. Do you want to be with God forever in heaven? But the answer to that question isn't just simply saying with our lips, yes, I want to be in heaven. We're supposed to answer with our entire lives. Everything we say and everything we do should be a continuous yes to God and the call to holiness that he has for us. Again, if we fall astray, God in his mercy gives us the opportunity to come back in reconciliation. But we need to take sin seriously and seek to avoid it so that we can be with God forever in heaven, so that we can experience that joy that he has planned for us. God created us without our permission and without our consent, but he will not take us to heaven without our permission, without our consent, without our cooperation with this tremendously awesome gift that he offers to us. And so it's important for us to heed the warnings that our Lord gives us. That's how we can get to heaven, by being free from sin and pursuing a life of holiness. These warnings, these commandments, they're not arbitrary. They're not any more arbitrary than what my parents told me, not to play in the street, not to run out, to check both ways before crossing. My parents didn't magically create that camper that was rushing towards me just because I broke the rules. No, that was a fact of reality. And the same is true with God. He doesn't magically create a bunch of punishments because we broke the rules. Those are the consequences of our choices, the suffering that we experience. And so, when I was there in that street, and that camper was rushing towards me, I kind of just froze in shock. And thanks be to God that it stopped like about an inch away from my face. And I just kind of stood there blinking, staring at the grill, because I couldn't really see anything else, I was that short. And then I kind of snapped out of it, recognizing I wasn't hurt. And I looked up at the driver, and his eyes were just about as big as mine. And his mouth was kind of open like mine in shock. And after I stared at him briefly, I just took the volleyball and ran back to the sidewalk. And then I looked at the camper, and it was still just kind of parked there on the street. And then it ever so slowly started to move again and continued down the road. Thanks be to God that even though I broke the rules and I could have been seriously injured, I wasn't. But those rules were given to me for a reason, to keep me safe. And breaking them put me in significant danger. And the same is true with the commandments that God gives us. He gives us these commandments to keep us safe, to keep us on the road to heaven. And so it's important for us to heed these commandments, to take sin seriously and try to overcome it, to avoid it. The Lord wants us to be with him forever in heaven. And that's why he gives us these warnings. So let us take a moment of silence to consider in our lives, what are those things that may push us towards sin? What are those things that cause us, especially towards serious sin? And what can we do to better overcome them? What can we do to avoid these things so that we can experience the love and joy that God has in store for us forever in heaven? We are blessed at every Mass to be able to have a taste or a tiny little glimpse of heaven for those of us who are well-disposed and are aware of the reality of Jesus Christ truly being present in the Eucharist. We get to be united with him in Holy Communion. And if we're paying attention, if we're well-disposed, we can get just a little taste of that joy, that bliss that heaven has to offer us. So let us consider what sins we can avoid and better overcome as we prepare to meet our Lord Jesus Christ in the most Holy Eucharist.